State officials are trying mediation to settle an ongoing dispute over fast ferry engines. The Department of Law filed a lawsuit in March over continuing problems with equipment powering the ferries Fairweather and Chenega. The suit named Director, the East Coast shipyard that built the vessels, as well as the German company that made the engines. The parties were already discussing solutions when the lawsuit was filed. Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey says talks are ongoing.
We are in the process of mediating that situation as to how we remedy the situation of the engines that do have a mechanical problem. And that's an ongoing thing with the Attorney General's office.
The Fairweather and Chenega are 235-foot aluminum-hulled catamarans. The Juneau-based Fairweather sails to Sitka, Petersburg, Haines, and Skagway. The Cordova-based Chenega sails to Valdez and Whittier. Both carry up to 35 vehicles and 250 passengers. Falvey says one solution would be to replace the engines. Only 8 were made, 4 each for the two ferries. But he says another widely used engine could probably substitute.
They are, a very high horsepower, lightweight, highly turbocharged engine, and they tend to operate at the edge of their operational envelope. They're, under a lot of stress and strain.
The Chenega just underwent its first major overhaul, which cost about $5.2 million. The ferry tied up in Ketchikan, and its engines were removed and shipped to Kent, Washington for repairs. It's the same overhaul the Fairweather underwent a year ago.
We completely dismantle those engines. Every single part is inspected. New parts where needed, and remanufacturing and conditioning of things. And those engines were completely and inspected, checked, and put back together. And we have the boat operating again.
The Chenega resumes sailing in Prince William Sound on July 1st. Falvey says it will run through the winter. Officials earlier said the lightweight ship might not be able to handle the weather.